Can you make out what police song is playing now by orchestra? If you said Every Breath You Take, congratulations. So what's this all about? Stuart Copeland, drummer of The Police, plays the Galway International Arts Festival on the 17th of July. It's Police Songs Deranged, all played alongside a great big Irish orchestra.
The plan is to fill that tent with music and song. Actually, songs with which many of you will be very familiar.
Yeah.
Police songs, Message in a Bottle, Roxanne, Can't Stand Losing You, etc. But in an entirely different form. The songs have been lobotomized, dissected, reassembled, and in other words, deranged. The album is an Irish album under the stern baton of Eimear Noonan, who kicks ass. And so it's these Police songs deranged with three soul sisters on the mic singing the songs beautifully and a big bad orchestra doing all kinds of interesting stuff. And of course, your humble servant banging stuff on the stage.
A few years ago, Stuart did a Police deranged album with orchestra, an Irish orchestra at that. But I wondered, everywhere he goes across the globe to play, is it the Irish orchestra in tow or is it local?
I always work with a local orchestra.
Okay.
But they all listen to the Irish album. I work with a different orchestra in every city. You know, I show up, I meet the orchestra for the first time at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the Atlanta Symphony or whatever.
Yeah.
And we rehearse for 2.5 hours. Doors at 7, we play the show that night. That's how slick these orcs are.
It's incredible.
A rock band would take 4 weeks of rehearsal to get a show together.
Yes.
But you put it on the page and the orcs read it, it's a miracle every time. Still blows my mind. I've done maybe 40 of this show across the lands, but it still blows my mind every time.
Stuart Copeland, Police Deranged at the Galway International Arts Festival, July 17th. Listener question time. Jay, who's a chap from Navan, he wonders, did you really get in a fight with Sting and break his ribs, or is that just a myth?
It's true.
Okay.
And I'm glad that the myth is the right way around. Half the time I hear the story and say, is it true you got in a fight with Sting and he broke your rib? No, gosh darn it.
The other way.
At least get it the right way around. I can say it's true.
Okay.
However, I don't want to spoil the myth, but we were both laughing hysterically at the time.
Ah, that changes things so much. Patrick's question is somewhere along the same line. He wants to know if you could beat Sting or Andy in an arm wrestling competition.
Oh, come on. I bang shit for a living.
That's what I said to him. That's exactly what I said to him.
They haven't got a chance.
Stuart Copeland, Police Deranged with orchestra at the Galway International Arts Festival, July 17th, under Galway girl Eimear Noonan's watchful baton. Now, obviously, if you get the chance and you're talking to somebody from a really big band that don't play together anymore, you've got to ask the question, is there a chance they might play together one last time?
Well, we're just having so much fun playing those songs without the other two guys. I mean,
it's got to be more expensive now, Stuart. That's a big orchestra to pay.
Well, no, they pay me. That's the business model.
Okay.
When I go and play with the Atlanta Symphony, I don't hire the Atlanta Symphony.
Yeah, okay, they hire you.
Come and play
got
with
us.
Them. But we enjoy playing this music without the other guys there.
Okay.
And we get along well with each other as long as we're not playing music together. But you know, you ask the question, I'm an optimist.
Right,
so
okay.
I'm going to say that there is absolutely 0.000000000000000002% chance.
Okay, well.
So, hey, look, you know.
That's not no chance.
Optimistic.
That's not no chance.
That's not no chance.